From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. The U.S. government is recommending American citizens evacuate areas within 50 miles of Japan's crippled nuclear power plant. NPR's Dan Charles reports officials are calling it a precautionary measure.
According to the U.S. ambassador in Japan, the 50-mile evacuation is consistent with safety guidelines that would apply to such a situation in the United States. The Japanese government has evacuated areas within 12 miles of the plant and ordered people within 19 miles to stay indoors. Radiation releases from damaged reactors and fuel storage ponds have jumped dramatically over the past 2 days. Japanese officials say those radiation levels still don't present a danger to the general population. In a separate development, the Japanese government doubled the amount of radiation that nuclear workers can legally be exposed to in a 5-year period. According to international guidelines, the new higher limit is only appropriate when workers are saving lives or protecting large populations. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is expressing his deep concern over the violence in Bahrain. White House spokesman Jay Carney says Mr. Obama called the kings of Bahrain and Saudi Arabia to stress the need for, quote, maximum restraint. Saudi forces are helping Bahrain keep control. Today, soldiers and riot police use tear gas, rubber bullets, and tanks to push protesters out of a landmark circle in the capital. The latest focus in Libya is on Ajdabiya, a city of 140,000. There are conflicting reports on who is in control. If pro-Gaddafi forces retake the city, there are fears those troops could regain control of other cities in eastern Libya, including Benghazi. The New York Times is reporting 4 journalists covering the uprising in Libya are missing. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, editors say they last heard from the team Tuesday morning.
The 4 missing journalists are all experienced at covering conflict. They are reporters Anthony Shadid, a 2-time Pulitzer winner, and Stephen Farrell, who was kidnapped by the Taliban in 2009, as well as photographers Tyler Hicks and Lindsay Adario. Times executive editor Bill Keller said he was grateful for the assurance of the Libyan government that if the journalists had been detained, they would be released promptly and unharmed. Many journalists were detained or beaten in Egypt during the protest that led to the fall of President Hosni Mubarak there. But Libyan strongman Muammar Gaddafi's hold on his country has been more enduring, making the task of covering the armed insurrection even more dangerous. The BBC reported several of its journalists were detained and then tortured by Gaddafi's security forces last week. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.
The pace of new home building is down, way down. The Commerce Department says groundbreaking on new construction dropped more than 22% last month. Wall Street reacted with a sharp sell-off. Near the close, the Dow had lost 242 points. This is NPR News. A leading travel group wants to improve the air travel experience and is offering suggestions to the Obama administration. The U.S. Travel Association wants the U.S. to adopt a trusted traveler program, which would allow pre-screened passengers to bypass the traditional security gate. The Transportation Security Administration is considering the idea. The association also wants to see airlines forced to permit travelers to check one bag for free. Popular hip-hop singer Nate Dogg has died. Nathan D. Hale died yesterday of complications from multiple strokes. NPR's Sammy Yenigan reports the singer's melodic voice was a presence on some of the biggest hits of West Coast hip-hop.
For many fans of hip-hop, Nate Dogg will forever be remembered as the hook man.
If you know like I know, you don't want to step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangsta twist.
Nate Dogg crafted golden choruses that helped define L.A.'s gangsta funk sound. He often worked with his close friend Snoop Dogg and made his recording debut in 1992 on Dr. Dre's seminal album, The Chronic. From that point until his death, his was one of the most coveted voices in the game. There was a time when it seemed as though any track featuring Nate Dogg was a hit. Regulate, Time's Up, Lay Low, and 21 Questions, Nathaniel Dwayne Hale anchored these hip-hop classics with his distinctly laid-back soul. Sammy Yenigan, NPR News.
New Forever stamps featuring Latin musicians are now available at your local post office. Officials expect them to be popular and printed 20 million more than the traditional run. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.